And in the studio with me right now, from Kuro, do you call it Kuro or Kuro?
I think you can call it anyone.
You can call it anything you like.
Like Afrikaans or English.
Okay. Well, let's just call it Kuro Mount Richmore. Is that the one?
Salt Rock.
Kuro Salt Rock. You see, we learn things on this station. Kuro Salt Rock is embarking on some kind of exciting language initiative. That's all I know. But I tell you, without any doubt, that Setabile Mtiane, Carla Fick, and Yolandi Terburg are in the house. And you're going to be telling us about this language thing. So who's going to kick off with the obvious question, what is the conversation all about?
Oh, this is an amazing event that Kuro Salt Rock is holding at the 10th of September this year. It's going to be awesome, and we are inviting every single body to come and enjoy this language festival with us.
Okay, but you say it's going to be awesome, yeah. And all I hear is language festival, and I say that sounds like the worst thing in the world.
No.
And for all of the kids and also the adults, there's going to be a beer tent, there's going to be performances, local artists.
Now language has suddenly become a lot more exciting.
There's a lot of stalls and books and vendors and food.
I was just teasing you to get some reaction. I think language festivals are fantastic, but not everyone gets it, which is why it's good to expand on what else is available.
Exactly.
But the main thrust is to do with language. Now explain that. Was you in a way that makes sense to me, because I'm just an oak from Benoni trying to understand.
Benoni,
yeah,
that's in Belito now.
You're like half of Belito.
Okay, so basically the whole idea behind the language festival was because we are all language teachers, and we felt that, you know, kids don't get excited about language anymore. It's all about,
you
know,
see,
like you.
I wasn't being funny. That's a sadness, because language is, I mean, it's really
so
the key to communication, and the communication is the key to getting things done properly, you know, finding each other. Mm. And in the world that is so diverse and exciting, if you can speak a language, you make a connection, you make friends, you build on that. it's the future.
And you're going to have fun in the languages. We're going to show the people how to have fun in all the languages.
Okay, so now what languages do you teach at Kuro?
We have isiZulu, English, and Afrikaans. And to make it more fun for the kids, to not make it boring, because I mean, if you're going to have an adult that's going to stand up there and share the importance of languages, to make it seem more important and more fun for the students, we're going to be having performances from the students themselves, where there's going to be choirs, marimba, there's going to be traditional dances, English, Afrikaans, and isiZulu dances, where we're also going to be having our traditional games and our traditional history that we're going to be sharing to everyone on that day. Performances mainly done by the students.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Wow. And I just think, so you do English, Afrikaans, and isiZulu. Kuphela.
Yes.
Why not French?
I mean,
why not Japanese? Why not any of the languages that's just, you know?
That is a good question. But in,
because I believe French is huge throughout the continent. And connecting to, obviously, the Europe.
Yeah, we are celebrating the languages Kuro Salt Rock is offering to our learners and students.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any opportunity down the line that you think you might expand to offer more languages?
Well,
because, you know, language.
I need to start studying other language.
There we go.
We actually have foreign language lessons, French. Foreign language lessons in the high school as a culture activity.
There we go.
Yes.
So you're getting there slowly but surely. But right now we're concentrating on English, Afrikaans, and isiZulu.
Yes.
And do they count in sort of equal measure? Can you major? Do you major in languages now for matric?
Yes. So they take English, Afrikaans, or isiZulu as a home language. And then, obviously, one of the other languages is a first additional. So
you have to take two languages.
Yes, two languages. Yes,
and it can be any combination of those?
Yes, any combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Setabile, I believe isiZulu is a very difficult language academically.
Yes, it is a very difficult language.
But is it more difficult than English? Because English is incredibly difficult academically.
isiZulu, once you know how to read isiZulu, once it's written down, it's straightforward. Whereas for with English, it seems to be so much more trickier, the way they would ask something. Whereas for in isiZulu, it's straightforward. So when they say difficult in isiZulu, yes, isiZulu is difficult with the learning the process of reading. But once you get to the reading part, then it becomes easy. With English, you might know how to read English.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to read out something and a question, if I could say,
mm-hmm.
it seems to be very tricky.
And people say that you get a word that is spelt differently and has, you know, well, spelt the same but means different things. But then so the same thing happens in Zulu, doesn't it?
True.
I mean, ufunani, ufunani, what's the difference? What do you want? What does he, she, or it want?
Yeah.
It's the same word.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same spelling, but it's just the music that changes.
Yes.
Isn't it? So it's very, very. You're listening to the music of language all the time, which is beautiful. Difficult to listen to the music if you're reading and you don't hear. So I suppose part of the experience of language is not just the dry academic reading and writing of the language, but also speaking it. How important is speaking the language in terms of academic prestige? I mean, how do you judge that? Is that part of the curriculum?
Yes, so we normally as language teachers look at speaking, writing, listening. And listening.
So there's
a
spoken component
part.
To
yes.
it. Do you
yes.
have like oral
yes.
exams?
Orals, prepared, unprepared.
Okay.
Mm.
So it's all round. You guys sound like you have a lot of fun at school. I got to say, you just seem to have a vibe.
Yes, we do, for sure.
You see.
We just finished today with our fun day for outreach. We every year that we have it. So, they were...
I need to maybe point out that only one of the team in front of me here seems to be a learner, if that's the correct terminology these days. Sitabila, you obviously are wearing a uniform. I presume you are a learner. You look like you're a leader as well. So you're in your final year?
No.
You're not? 10. Okay. So how many more years to go?
2.
Okay. So there it is. And what are you going to do afterwards?
I want to do psychology or psychiatry. Or one of the two.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. it's an interesting choice of subjects. You're obviously quite keen on the human mind and how it
Definitely.
Works. And you're obviously setting yourself up for a grand career. We're going to follow that with great interest. Carla, what is your role at Caro?
Well, I'm a grade 4, grade 8, and teacher. So I teach mainly Afrikaans.
Okay.
Home language and first additional language.
And Yolandi?
Sure, okay. I'm the Afrikaans home language teacher for grade 9 to 12. Then I also teach Afrikaans first additional language. And I'm the head of culture for high school.
My boss.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. Amongst other things, yeah.
Well, you know, all I can say is I'm very impressed with the way you all seem to enjoy the notion of the festival that you've come to promote, which is important, but also the way you're obviously very excited about the school and the entire Caro ethos. You're great ambassadors for it. So congratulations. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
You. Thank you so much.
Tell us again, when does this take place?
Okay, so it's on the 10th of September. It starts at 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and it's 20 rand per adult, but the kids are free.
Wow.
Yes, and it's at the Caro Salt Rock sports grounds.
So the 10th of next month.
No, 10th of September, so it's next week, Saturday.
Okay.
Yes, it's
so
around
it's
the
so
corner.
Close. It's this, it's like literally a week's time. Not
exactly.
Yes,
that's
yes,
why we
yeah.
are so excited.
Yes, okay. can't wait.
And just for if you've only just joined us now, we're talking about an exciting language festival taking place at Caro Mount Salt Rock. And it's happening next Saturday at, obviously, the school on the field. It's a language festival, but it's also got a whole lot of other components to it to help you I would imagine, become more loquacious when you speak. Like, for example, the beer garden. That's going to be a very big thing.
We can hear different languages there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So thanks again for joining me, my very special guest, Sitabile Mtiane, Carla Fick, and Yolandi Tarbarg. I wish you huge success at the festival next Saturday at Kero. And who knows, you might see this strange creature in the 88FM t-shirt wandering through the beer garden. Just point him in the right direction.
That we most love.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure. And if you've missed this conversation because you've only just tuned in, it's going up as a podcast shortly on our catch-up program, so you'll be able to find us on lifeandstyle.fm or just download our apps at the App Store or the Play Store, and you'll be able to restream the conversation at your heart's delight and share it with your friends. And here we go, back down a tunnel of time. This one from Mama Cass Elliott from Mamas and the Papas. It's called Dream, a Little Dream of Me.